Here's what's going on in the world of sports. Here's what Lee Hamilton thinks on a Thursday. It is World Cup Showdown Day in soccer. U.S. and Germany both need 1 point from a tie or 3 points from a victory to move on to the knockout round. Germany, though, is 2-0 in the World Cup against the U.S. A lot of bad blood between these coaches, Jurgen Klinsmann and Joachim Löw. This over the recruiting of a couple of German players that Klinsmann convinced to come play for the red, white, and blue. Klinsmann, meanwhile, was fired twice in Germany, once as coach of the World Cup team, then fired at Bayern Munich. Meanwhile, German players are led by goal scorer Thomas Müller, Miroslav Klose, great defender Jerome Boateng, and their goaltender Manuel Neuer. U.S. is very limited in goal-scoring ability. This will be hard. Equally hard, the weather. 3 feet of flooded waters in the streets in South America today in Brazil, in the city that game is going to be played. Other game today, Portugal against Ghana. Yesterday, Argentina knocked out Nigeria. Lionel Messi scored a goal. FIFA has charged Luis Suarez of Uruguay with gross misconduct for the biting of an Italian player this week. He faces a 2-match World Cup suspension. Now, remember, Suarez has already been suspended 10 games and 17 games in the past couple of years for similar biting incidents. Major League Baseball, he did it again. Padres got no hit last night by Tim Lincecum of the San Francisco Giants. A 113-pitch no-hit effort and a 4-0 victory. It's the second time the Freak has no-hit the Padres since last June of last season. Giants jumped all over Ian Kennedy and the bullpen to build the early lead. Off day for the Padres, but not for their fans. Enormous emotional memorial tribute at Petco Park on Thursday night in the memory of Tony Gwynn. Sports Illustrated, meanwhile, has ripped the Padre ownership over the firing of Josh Burns, saying the ownership has misplaced expectations and misplaced the blame as to why this franchise is in trouble. Another big name has surfaced as a candidate for the vacant Padre managerial job, the GM position, Andy McPhail, who led the Minnesota Twins to 2 World Series rings, then was the president of the Cubs for 12 years and also worked for the Orioles, has applied for the job. Interviews beginning on Friday. First one in, forward to former Florida Marlins general manager Larry Beinfest. Baseball scoreboard, the Dodgers beat Kansas City last night. Matt Kemp with a home run. A.J. Ellis got hit with a pitch late in the ballgame with the bases loaded that drove home the winning run. Dodgers have won 12 of their last 17. Get this. On June 8th, the Dodgers were 10 games back of the Giants. Going into play tonight, the Dodgers now only 3 games back of San Francisco. Angels beat Minnesota last night. Cole Calhoun, 2-run double. Halos have won 6 of their last 7. Marquee games in baseball, Milwaukee mashed Washington 9-2. Steven Strasburg gave up a Grand Slam home run on that. St. Louis crushed the Colorado Rockies. Matt Holliday, 3 base hits. Redbirds have won 12 of 16. Rocks have lost 8 of their last 9. Cincinnati battered the Chicago Cubs. Jay Bruce had 2 run scoring doubles. Matt Latos got his first win of the year. Here come the Reds. They've won 10 of their last 13. Oakland nailed the New York Mets. Yanis Cespedes with a 3-run double. Those Athletics have won 11 of their last 14. Tampa Bay pasted Pittsburgh. David Price struck out 11 in what might be his final start in Tampa Bay. He could be traded within the next week. Yankees down Toronto. Mark Teixeira had a 2-run home run. Yankees snap a 4-game losing streak in that one. And Cleveland bombed Arizona. Diamondbacks are an atrocious 15-30 at home. Horrible news in Houston. Top young slugging infielder Carlos Correa, maybe the best player in Astro minor league baseball over the last decade, gone for the rest of the year, fractured leg, torn ankle ligaments. Meanwhile, the Cardinals have lost second baseman Colton Wong. He's got a bruised rotator cuff, and St. Louis has lost pitcher Shelby Miller again, this time with a back injury. And this kid keeps hitting. Chris Bryant, the former USD star third baseman, last year's number one draft pick with the Chicago Cubs, hit 22 home runs the first half of the season at AA, just got elevated to AAA. He's hit 5 home runs in his first 6 games with Iowa. NBA basketball, big blockbuster trade hours before the pro basketball draft. The New York Knicks shipped Tyson Chandler, the center, Ray Felton, the guard, to the Dallas Mavericks in a 6-player deal. The Knicks get Samuel Dellenbaer, a center, as well as 3 guards and pick up 2 draft picks. It clears $20 million in cap space as the Knickerbockers try to clear space to go get free agents. Golden State and Minnesota met deep into last night trying to come to an agreement on a potential of a trade for all-star forward Kevin Love. Deal has still not been done. Meanwhile, the Houston Rockets have met with the agent representing Knickerbocker star Carmelo Anthony. He, of course, can sign with a club July 1st. NBA draft is later tonight. Big rumors that Cleveland's willing to trade out of the number one spot in the draft. Philadelphia offering their 3rd and 10th picks to make that deal happen. Cleveland's also talking about dropping from 1 down to 5 in a complicated deal with the Utah Jazz. If they stand pat, Cleveland has the number one pick, Milwaukee number 2, Philadelphia number 3, Orlando number 4, Utah 5th. Lakers are going to draft 7th. Lakers are projected to take power forward Julius Randle of Duke if they stay at the 7th slot. Meanwhile, the clock is on for Xavier Thames, the San Diego State superstar guard, likely to go in the 2nd round. Power forward Josh Davis might go at the end of the 2nd round or just be an NBA free agent. In football, the NFL agrees to remove the payment cap on the $765 million concussion lawsuit. The league has now agreed to an annual contribution every year for the next 65 years to take care of modern-day ball players who may have problems. Horrible story in college football. Jim Lambright, the former very popular head football coach, University of Washington, arrested last night. Domestic abuse of his granddaughter. Lambright is suffering from acute dementia. He's 73. In hockey, the LA Kings did it. They wrote a check. 7 years, $35 million. They have re-signed Marian Gaborik, their goal scorer from the Stanley Cup team. Take him off the free agent market. The Kings also signed Matt Green to a 4-year deal. Meanwhile, the Anaheim Ducks have opened trade talks with Vancouver, attempting to get center iceman Ryan Kesler. They continue to talk to Ottawa about a deal for Jason Spezza. And by the way, the NHL draft is on Friday. And Tiger Woods is teed off at the Congressional PGA Golf Tournament, Washington, D.C. Shot a hot and cold practice round in the Pro-Am yesterday. It's the first tournament Tiger's played on since early in the season. He, of course, recovering from back surgery. That's it. That's what's going on in the world of sports. That's what Lee Hamilton thinks.